Growing your business doesn't have to be difficult. It's all about mastering a few key techniques, systems, and mindset. Welcome to Foot Traffic. With over a million downloads, it's the go-to marketing podcast dedicated to helping you grow your small business. I'm your host, Stacey Tuschel. I've been an entrepreneur for over 15 years, and I own multiple seven-figure businesses. Together, you and I are going to get you more customers in the door, more profit in your pocket, and more happiness in your home. Let's transform your business starting right now. Hey everybody, Stacey Tuschel here, and today we're going to talk about two missing pieces that are possibly stopping you from getting the results you want. So talking about implementation and moving forward, making things happen this August, this September, how are we going to do that? So two of the four things that I'm going to share with you, most people aren't doing, which is why you see most people talking a lot about the results and the goals that they want, but they're not actually hitting those goals and achieving them, all right? So first of all, thank you so much for grabbing your copy of the Implementation Code. I'm so excited. We launched this book last Thursday. And I'm so excited to see so many of you grabbing it. If you haven't grabbed your free copy yet, go to implementationcode.co/freebook. We just ask that you pay the shipping and handling and we'll mail it out to you right away. So first of all, today we're going to be talking about these four strategies. And I want to give an example of losing weight. Not that I'm a weight loss coach, but it is something that everybody, no matter what you're thinking about implementing or taking action on, you'll understand the process. So this is going to work with anything maybe you've been procrastinating on, you've been trying to move forward and do. We've got you covered, okay? So the two first phases most people do, all right? So number one is you learn about whatever it is you want to do. So if you want to lose weight, maybe you're starting to follow, you know, a certain book, a certain method, you're listening to a podcast, you are maybe, you know, following an influencer online who teaches a certain strategy, right? You learn and you consume. Not only do most people do this, but most people spend too much time learning and consuming, right? So number one, you probably got down. Number two, the second one, most common, is the doing stage. Yes, a lot of you will learn and do. Now, unfortunately, I shouldn't say a lot of you. Some people are just learning and they never do. They're waiting to get ready. They're waiting to feel like I'm good enough to put this out there. I'm good enough to say something to move forward, right? They stay in learning, the learning phase way too long. And then hopefully some of them will do. Not everybody, but some. But here is where what I want you to see, and I'll tell you this too, the problem with the do's, yes, also me. The problem with the doing stage is you do it, right? Just the fact that you've done something from what you've learned, amazing, because most people are not even taking that next step. But when you start to do, what happens is you get frustrated when the results aren't fast enough. You try that new workout and you're expecting to see something happening in 2 days or maybe even 6 weeks, right? Weight you have been putting on for years, you are expecting to completely go away and reverse in 6 weeks. So that's one of the problems. Another problem that I see is you don't understand the strategy completely. So I see this a lot with business, right? People come to me for marketing advice, helping them with their business, and they're trying to implement these strategies, first of all, way too quickly. They don't even fully understand it. They're doing it halfway. Like when I see, they're like, oh, I did your strategy. I'm like, no, no, you didn't. You definitely didn't do my strategy because my strategy was about a 3 month long plan and you've implemented it in 4 days. Very, very different, right? So that's another problem is, are you taking on this mentality of, okay, I've learned this, but now all of a sudden you're here and you're thinking, well, I'm doing it, but it's just, for some reason, it's not working for me, right? I had somebody say, I watch all these people do all these things, but it never works for me. Well, let's think about why, okay? And that probably comes down to if you like to stay in one and two, the two phases that you are doing, a lot of times people just keep repeating one and two. They never go into the third phase, which is so important. I'm going to get there in 1 minute. But what happens is they let this negative self-talk come in, and then they go, oh, this looks fun over here. Let me head over this direction, right? Like, ooh, that new strategy looks fun and exciting and all of the things, right? And they jump back into number one and they start over in the learning phase. So some of you might feel like you are on this like nonstop cycle of learn, do, learn, do, learn, do. And you're like, why am I not getting the results I'm looking for? And it's because that is a never-ending cycle that is absolutely not going to give you what you want. So If you're ready, let's talk about number three. Most people do not get here, and this is where you'll actually start to see some traction. So stage three that I talk about in my book, The Implementation Code, is about refining, right? You learn it, you do it, you refine it, you guys, refine it, okay? So refining is all about figuring out how is this going to work for me, right? How is this going to work with my, let's say we're sticking with weight loss, how is this going to work with my lifestyle, right? With what the kids eat and then I'm eating and then my grocery shopping or meal prepping, like, right? What is it going to look like for me, okay? So the refining stage is so incredibly important, and it's honestly, you know, number three and number four is just not as fun. So, right, it's not the new shiny object. It's not the, ooh, let's try this. It kind of comes more boring and people don't want to do it, but that is where the gold is happening, okay? So in reality, you really have to figure out like this whatever you've learned about in number one and then you've been doing in number two, what are ways we can continue to stay there and refine? The longer you can stay and buckle down. I just had a powerhouse mastermind retreat here in Milwaukee, and somebody was like, do I do A or do I do B? And I'm like, honestly, you could pick either. You could be successful in either, but you just have to pick and commit and stay there, right? And what I really am talking about is that refining stage. Just commit to one, stay and refine, and you'll get the success you're looking for. But most people don't refine. They keep jumping around and then they say things like, but I feel like I'm starting over. It's like, well, you are starting over. You keep leaving phase one and phase two to go back to phase one, okay? Thank you. I appreciate that. So I really want to make sure you ask yourself, like, how much are you committed to the thing you wanted to do? All right. Because that's how long you'll stay in refining. You might be thinking, I really have to drop this weight, or I really need to start paying myself in my business. I really need to hire. I really need to fill in the blank, right? Well, you'll find out, or we'll find out, how bad you really want it based off of how long you stay in maintenance mode, not maintenance, refining. Okay. So if you want it bad enough, you will refine and you will continue to tweak and make those changes until you're successful. Okay. So somebody said to me, how's the studio? I own two brick and mortar performing arts academies here in Milwaukee. How's the studio? Are you guys going to be okay? Getting a lot of those comments these days, like, how are you guys? You guys doing okay? And then they'll say things like, do you think you're going to make it? Like, what do you think? Right. And I always say, I'm confident we're going to get through it, right? And then maybe people are wondering like, well, why is she so confident? Or what makes you so sure you're going to make it through a pandemic when you have a physical brick and mortar business that could be shut down at any moment, right? And I'm confident because I am not leaving the refining stage until we get back to where we need to be or where we want to go, okay? The refining stage is where you make or break what ever you've been shooting for. And I am committed to getting through this pandemic, right? And coming out on the other side because I'm willing to stay in refining for as long as it takes. I'm willing to do that. And if you find yourself giving up on your goals, you probably don't want it bad enough, or you're not willing to stay in that refining stage long enough, okay? I know this is like hitting some of you who are like light bulb moments are going off here. So now, you may have tried a lot of books and podcasts and courses and programs, and you've been thinking like, why isn't this working for me? Okay, picture the last book you read, the last course you brought, mastermind program, anything. Figure out whatever it was that didn't work. And then ask yourself, like, did you truly take in the concepts? Did you actually start to implement and do? And then how long did you stay in refining before you gave up? Half the time when I've given up on something, I'm like, did I even stay in refining for 2 weeks? Like, I just put it out there and then I went on to something new and I started over it with phase one, okay? We're moving too quickly throughout these phases, so be careful. Okay, so here's where now phase four, maintenance, okay? Maintaining. So you've learned something, you do something, you refine it, you maintain it. So when I say I'm gonna get through this pandemic, I'm gonna get my business through it, right? I'm going to get it through it to a certain point where it's going to be strong enough again. And then instead of just staying there tweaking and always like picking at things, right? We always are like trying to improve, but sometimes We just need to be in more of a maintenance mode. We don't need to be spending as much time as we were before. We just need to maintain it. So think about it. When you lose all of the weight that you've been trying to lose, you don't need to be dieting as extreme as you were before. You need to be doing some small, simple things to maintain the weight loss, right? So maybe you're checking in on the scale every once a week or once a month just to make sure you didn't 20 pounds didn't sneak up on you, right? Same way that maybe you've heard like we need to master one platform before we move on. Maybe you are like mastering Instagram. You've been doing so well and you're like, I'm ready to move on and add Facebook into my social media strategy, okay? You start to add Facebook and then what happens? All of a sudden your Instagram engagement is going down. Your follower count, like no one's commenting as much, right? Things start to happen like that. All right. So why? Well, because you probably didn't put your maintenance plan into place before you moved on and started over with phase one, learning something new. So you want to ask yourself, okay, I've hit my weight or I've hit Instagram. I've nailed it. What am I going to do to put in place this maintenance plan so that I don't lose all of my hard work, right? So you might have seen somebody who lost like 100 pounds and then you go to, you know, run into them again and you're like, whoa, like all of the weight is back. And it's because like, think they learned, they were doing, they were refining, but they didn't have the maintenance plan in place to keep it off, right? They didn't have the maintenance plan in place to whatever it is you're doing. Okay. So maintenance is absolutely huge. And it kind of like allows you to take your foot off the gas without feeling that like the result is also leaving as well, okay? So we work so hard to get to whatever we wanna do, and then without maintenance, you guys, we just lose it. And then we're like, well, how did this happen to me again, okay? So I wanna make sure you understand the two phases that you're probably doing and probably like you're like learn, do, rinse and repeat. Learn, do, rinse and repeat, and you're on this never-ending cycle. Time to start to really truly add that third phase, right? The third phase of refining and the fourth phase of maintaining. When you put those two things into place that you haven't been doing, you are gonna go, this is what I've been missing this entire time, right? You are going to absolutely figure this out. Okay, somebody just asked, maintenance plan for IG. Can you elaborate on that or give suggestions? Yes, great question. So a maintenance plan for IG would be something like putting metrics into place, whether you do your IG or you have a social media manager. So let's say I am on track for getting, I don't know, let's say I'm on track for hitting like 500 likes per post. And that's pretty average. Like we always get 500 likes per post. And I want to keep it there. Okay. I would want to be tracking those specific metrics every week. So if I all of a sudden I'm like, whoa, what happened? Why were we down 200? Yeah, we only hit 200 likes this week. What happened? Right. So what happens is it sparks your attention immediately, right? To go, something is wrong here versus you're not paying attention. And then your friend says to you 6 months later, hey, how come you haven't been as active on Instagram? I noticed like you're not doing as much or like there's not a lot happening anymore. And you're like, what? And then you go back. Okay. And you're thinking, how did I let this fall apart? We did that with Pinterest. We had a plan in place. Our Pinterest was doing phenomenal. We were hitting like a million monthly views on our Pinterest page, which at the time was like, I mean, still even that's amazing. And all of a sudden, I remember we did something or we said something and somebody's like, are we doing Pinterest? And I'm like, what? How did we not have our maintenance plan in place to keep it going? It happens to the best of us. It happens whether you're a solopreneur or you have a big team. Sometimes you think somebody else is doing that. So you think it's been taken care of and then you realize it hasn't been happening. So I hope that helps. I appreciate that. What an eye-opening explanation. I appreciate the feedback because a lot of people are so good at learning and doing, right? But then they're like, why am I working all day and then getting nothing done? Or I'm working all day and I'm not getting the results that I wanted to in my business. Maybe you're posting on Instagram like the gurus are telling you X amount of times per day and doing blah, blah, blah. And you're like, I've got nothing to show for it, right? And you may not be refining what's working, what's not, et cetera. Okay. All right, you guys, if you haven't grabbed your free copy of the implementation code, go get it. You'll just be asked to pay the shipping and handling. I think it's like $8.95 for United States. And then it's a little bit more for international, but we do ship outside of the United States. Go to implementationcode.co/freebook. So it's a free physical copy of the book. And then in the book, we'll share with you how to get the free companion course. So I do some digital trainings along with a workbook to help you actually implement this book, because the last thing I need is for you to learn more and not do anything, right? So we're going to teach you these four phases in the book. I go way more in depth. Go grab it right now while it's still free. Because if you go to Amazon, it's going to be like $15. So to grab it for $8.95 plus getting all the bonuses and everything as well is going to be such a much better deal, okay? Thanks for joining me, guys. I'm going to keep coming back with some more strategies to implement, especially as we head into August and September. So make sure to turn your notifications on for my IG or Facebook or wherever you're watching so you don't miss any of these bonus trainings that I'm going to be doing. All right, talk to you soon. Bye, everyone. Hey, before you go, have you considered joining us in our next 30-day bootcamp? If you are loving the Foot Traffic Podcast, then you will love the Beginner Bootcamp, where we help you build your first marketing funnel in just 30 days, and it's only $97. Hurry and register at stacytushel.com/bootcamp to sign up for our next live bootcamp starting on the 1st.